just one of those nights where it just didn't really happen for you?
That would be probably mild. Yeah, it didn't happen for us, but we didn't make it happen, Dermot. And no, you know, I don't, excuse me, I don't try to give too much praise at times when we win. And I try not to be too critical when we get beaten. But tonight, no, not good enough. Not good enough by any means. And yes, things didn't fall for us. Possibly we could have been 1-0 up after a minute and it would be a different outcome. But no, nowhere near what we're looking for. Certainly an eye-opener for me, for the staff, as regards where we thought we were. We knew we had a lot of work to do. You know, we felt we were improving as we went along. But tonight certainly wasn't that case.
Yeah, you're obviously disappointed, Ollie, and you kept the players in there in the dressing room for a fair while tonight after the game. I'm sure you had plenty of words to say to them.
Yeah, look, I'll be blunt and I'll be as honest, you know, with you as I am with them, Dermot. You know, I think possibly their people didn't prepare for that game as well as the staff did. You know, I watched Shamrock Rovers play last Sunday week. Their last game, I knew they'd improved. I knew they had a little bit of energy and freshness back about them. But I just don't think that message got through. Yes, we have the limitations. The limitations haven't gone away as regards, you know, maybe in the top third of the pitch trying to put the ball away and score goals. That didn't go away despite scoring two in the last couple of games, you know, or the last three games. Some of them were set pieces in that. But I don't know, I can't put my finger on it. I tried to put my finger on it and there possibly people had their eyes set on a cup quarter final. But, you know, a cup quarter final, I think we're no more ready for a cup quarter final and that performance than maybe, you know, that we were at the start of the year. Disappointing, and I'm quite critical of it, but I'm being honest, Dermot.
Yeah. When you look back over the weekend, Ollie, maybe, you know, it's probably fair to say your team had plenty of possession tonight, created plenty of chances as well, so it wasn't all doom and gloom.
No, it wasn't all doom and gloom. As I said, maybe if Kevin had taken the chance in the first minute at the back post, the one that Josh hit the crossbar with, if we'd gone 1-0 up, they would have to come out and, you know, you'd have felt a little bit like Wexford last weekend. You might pin them on the counter-attack. But, you know, no, for all the possession we had in the second half, I thought in the first half we were poor. Second half we improved and huffed and puffed, and to be fair, we went wide. I thought at times we should have put the ball into the box. I thought we overplayed it, especially in the last 10 minutes where we kept coming around and around and playing it back the way. Looked pretty, but it didn't really hurt them. And yeah, we had a number of chances that went by the near post here in the second half. But really, the most we got out of it was a draw. And a draw is no good to us. We had to go and win that game. And people talk, you know, about a must-win game. If the other was a must-win game, that was it tonight. And basically, whatever chance you had of clinging on to a promotion playoff is well and truly gone there tonight.
Yeah, and given the fact that Harps are on such a good run of results, Ollie, you would have expected more from your team tonight. Certainly, you know, a more positive approach, kind of a lift in their step, really.
Yeah, I thought that. I felt that we had improved. I felt before tonight we were a better side now than we were in the first third of the year, or first quarter of the year. You know, I have to take stock again after tonight's performance and try and figure out where this went wrong. And we spent a little bit of soul-searching time in there, which is hard to do, but that's part of it, you know. But look, maybe it's a blessing in disguise, because I somehow think that people in there had their mindset in playing Avondale or St. Michael's. And believe you me, Avondale, who I know very well, and St. Michael's have won the Junior Cup. If we played like that against them, we'd be well and truly beaten. Because, you know, they're an adult team, men's team. You know, I don't want to go too much into it. But, you know, maybe it happening tonight might be helpless in the cup. But, you know, that's all we can cling on to, the Germans, really.
Yeah, but there's still so much to play for in this season then, Ollie, with that cup quarter final.
Yeah, there is. But we felt that you know, we could close the gap with your Wexford and Galway. Especially with the run we're on. You're talking about getting beaten once in 15 games. A lot of them were draws, to be fair, and that's why we fell away in the league. But, you know, I thought last week away to Wexford we might have turned the corner, and I gave them praise, and they deserved praise last weekend. But tonight they didn't deserve that, and they played beneath themselves. Hard to put the finger on why. I still think there was a little bit of the draw on Tuesday night. That's where people's minds were. That certainly wasn't where ours were.
Right, okay. So from where now, Ollie, do you go? I mean, do you start preparing for that cup quarter final? I mean, you still got five league games to go as well. So
we'll prepare for each and every five league game. I promised that at the start of the year. We'll prepare for the last game against Longford here as well as we did for every other game. There'll be no taking the foot off the gas with it, and to be fair to the players in there, they're well warned. If they want to pick and choose what games they want to play in, they won't be playing in too many. So, you know, we'll go to Cove next weekend and we'll go there and try and win that game, the same as what we did against them 14 weeks ago when we went down there. The cup game is irrelevant and won't come into any importance with us until Saturday night when we leave Cove.
Okay. Can I ask you as well, just in relation to, you know, players' availability, Kevin McHugh went off injured tonight. Yeah. What was the story there?
Kevin struggled with his back. He came off early. Unfortunately, Sean McCarron picked up a booking, which puts him out of the quarterfinal of the FAI Cup. So, no, not a good night all around, not a good result. And, you know, the little bit of injuries and you know, cards we picked up haven't helped matters. But so be it. Look, we've been in this situation before. And we'll dig our way out of it. You know, it's not for the lack of effort, and that certainly won't diminish between now and the end of the season. But look, it's an eye-opener, and I didn't see it coming, I'll be blunt. I knew this would be a struggle. I felt, you know, we might get through 1-0 with the whatever. You know, that's really all that was going to be in it. But not the way that the first half went. I felt Shamrock Rovers bullied us for the last 20 minutes of the first half, which shouldn't happen. But it did. I mean, we were fit to go and bully Longford and Wexford and that away from home. And, you know, I just felt that maybe people's preparations weren't as good as what they should have been, despite, you know, everything being laid out for them as it was for every other game. But look, we move on, and, like, you know, at the moment all we're thinking on this Cove Ramblers tomorrow week, Jeremy. You know?
Right. By the sounds of things, Ollie, you've put it up to your players now, and it's up to them to deliver.
Well, I don't think they did themselves justice, and I think the people that were here tonight, I don't think they did them justice either. Look, I'll take whatever blame is going, without a shadow of doubt, you know. But I just felt that people that came out tonight to watch them, they let them down, especially with the standard we set for ourselves in the last 15 games, if you like. You know, but look, come here, they know they fell well short. To be fair to them, a lot of them in there are shattered, and a lot of them it's hurting them, which is a good sign. You know, if it didn't hurt them and they moved on, maybe we wouldn't be all in the same hymn sheet, if you like. But look, we'll pick it up and move on next weekend. Difficult and not a nice place to be, but that's part of it, you know. And look, we'll you know, I'll sit down tomorrow and we'll have a look at where things went wrong in the video of it. We'll have a look at Cove tomorrow and that, and see what we'll go with next Saturday night. So, look, we move on. That's all we can say, Jeremy.
Okay.